Harvard Profs. Form Ethics Studies Coalition After Latinx Denied Tenure. By Tom Sicata on January 6, 2020. A group of professors at Harvard University have established the Ethnic Studies Rise Coalition in response to the administration's decision to deny tenure to a Latinx colleague. According to a report by the College Fix, a group of ethnic studies professors at Harvard University have formed a coalition to fight back against the administration's decision to deny tenure to Professor Lorja Garcia-Pena. Breitbart News reported in December that student protesters staged a sit-in protest on behalf of Professor Garcia-Pena. The students signed a petition demanding that the university release a list of the administrators that voted against granting tenure to Garcia-Pena. The university's refusal to make tenure decisions with transparency is premised upon anonymity, the students wrote in the petition. Professor Garcia-Pena's tenure case confirms that the current model of anonymity allows individuals in positions of power, who are non-experts in the field, to play a decisive role without accountability. The coalition, which is called Ethnic Studies Rise, was established not only to protest against the decision to deny tenure to Garcia-Pena, but also to build bridges between the various emerging social justice disciplines such as Black Studies, Caribbean Studies, and Latinx Studies. Why Ethnic Studies now? What is it? Why is it important? We have invited a team of distinguished and experienced scholars from diverse backgrounds to engage each other around these questions. We have also asked them to reflect on the relationship of ethnic studies to transnational and hemispheric American studies and other established interdisciplinary fields of study, Black Studies, Latinx Studies, Caribbean Studies, and last but not least, to illuminate the nature of Dr. Lorja Garcia-Pena's timely and original contribution to these fields. On December 20, the coalition held an event called Lorja Fest, during which academics were instructed to read and promote Garcia-Pena's work. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.